And we're back, and I'm joined now by a couple of special guests who are in our Iowa City studio, and we are connected via the wonders of modern technology. The New York Times said that the flute player Jeffrey Cohen can play several superstar flutists, one might name, under the table. Jeffrey studied with some of those superstars, including Samuel Barron, Maxence Larrieux, and Michel Debeau. He's taught at several Iowa universities, including University of Northern Iowa, Augustana and Grinnell, and also at Indiana University in Bloomington. He is noted for his work with both new music and old music on both modern flutes and old flutes. And he's in Iowa for the Black Hawk Chamber Festival, a series of concerts in the Quad Cities and also in Iowa City. There's going to be another one Monday night at the Congregational United Church in Iowa City, 7:30 Monday night. And at that concert, he will be performing with a notable Iowa musician, Oleg Timofeyev, who you have heard on this station as a master of the Russian guitar. Well, he also plays Baroque and Renaissance instruments, and we're going to hear some samples of that right now. Jeffrey and Oleg, welcome.
Hello, thank you so much.
Lovely to be talking to you, even if we are in separate places. Well, Jeffrey, let me begin with you. It's been a while since you and I have been together. You came into the studio a couple of years ago, as I recall, to perform.
Yes, maybe five.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was, I was coming through. We just arrived from Montana by car. And we pulled into the studio in Cedar Falls with my two kids.
I remember.
And I laid out all of my instruments. I had many more with me than I do right now. And we had a little sort of flute and pony show.
It's a very pleasant memory for me. And it's lovely to have you back, even if we're not in the exact same spot right now. I should mention, you were born in Iowa.
Right, in Davenport. My dad
so you
was
grew up
on
in the Quad Cities.
Right, all my relatives on my mom's side are in the Quad Cities. So I was a senior in high school in Rock Island, and that's where my grandparents were. But somehow they shipped my mother across the river to have me. So I was born in Davenport, but did go to part of second grade in Rock Island when my dad was on a cruise with the Navy. And that's when I heard Walter Heydrich, who came there in 47 and is 98 now. He'll be 99 in December. And he's playing a benefit concert for us at the end of the festival. But unfortunately, we're only doing in Rock Island, but it's a benefit for my home church there, the Church of Peace. Uh-huh. We're doing all sorts of things. But Walter played some school concerts. He was in his early 30s when I was in second grade there, and that's what inspired me to play the flute, that little concert in Rock Island. So I have a lot of history in the Quad Cities.
You certainly do. Let me ask Oleg a question. Hello, Oleg.
Hello again.
Now, we have had you on the air playing the Russian guitar repertory, but people may not realize you actually have a PhD in performance practice from Duke. You are a master of the lute and the oboe. That's what you're returning to for this concert, if I understand correctly.
Yes. I also, you know, when Jeff reminds us how he comes with, you know, 10 different flutes from different periods, and how can one person play all of this, you know? And
right.
I can ask the same question about myself, you know.
Right.
Why do I want to play all of that? I think the answer is greed. We want to experience all of that. I mean, every person who lived in the historical period, you know, in Mozart time, played just in the Gallant style and was happy to be good at it. And we just cannot stop. And we just want to experience all of those lives that, you know, due to some sort of education and research, we can imagine. Like at the time of Mozart, there was a very vague idea of musical past, as you know. But now we sort of know what was there, and we want it. We want it all.
We're grateful that you do. You're going to play some music for us. Maybe we could hear the first piece now.
Okay. That Jeff can explain what it is while I will turn around and get my lute.
Well, this is a little piece by Diego Ortiz that was originally built on a very well-known tune that repeats, and Ortiz would improvise over it on the viola da gamba. So it's originally in the bass clef, but I'm playing a couple of octaves higher. Actually, the Renaissance flute is just a cylinder. It doesn't have the taper in the bore that that later flutes do. So the fingerings are completely different. And it was thought to sound an octave lower than it actually plays. So it was notated in the tenor range, whereas it's a soprano instrument.
So Diego Ortiz, Spanish, and also this is back then, Naples and Spain were one place, is back in the early 1500s.
Right.
So music now by him, performed by Jeffrey Cohen and Oleg Timofeyev. And that was Jeffrey Cohen and Oleg Timofeyev performing music of Diego Ortiz. And if you're listening to that and thinking, wow, I'd like to hear a whole evening of that, you're in luck. You can do that in Iowa City Monday night at 7:30. Final concert in the Black Hawk Chamber Music Festival. Well, thanks, guys. That sounded great.
Thank you.
You're going to play another piece for us in just a minute.
Yes, we have a completely different set of instruments, a Baroque flute and a theorbo. And we'll play a movement of a suite by Jacques Hotteterre. Thank you.
Music of Jacques Otter, performed there by Jeffrey Cohen and Oleg Timofeyev, who are performing an entire concert of Renaissance and Baroque music on period instruments Monday night, October 19th at 7:30 at the Congregational United Church of Christ, the crowning concert of the 2015 Black Hawk Chamber Music Festival, which has covered a wide range of music in both the Quad Cities and in Iowa City. And I want to thank both of you, Jeffrey Cohen, flute, and Oleg Timofeyev on the plucked strings for coming in and giving us a little sample of this.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you so much for having us. It's always fun to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks.
And Jeffrey, we look forward to your return next year.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Nice to talk to you.